It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Civil liberties lawyers are arguing the federal government is continuing to violate its own laws on detaining immigrants without warrants in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
On Tuesday, a federal judge heard from three Colorado deportation officers about how they decide whether to take someone into detention when they just come upon them and weren't planning to arrest that person. The answers were inconsistent and even confused. And lawyers from the ACLU say this is proof that ICE isn't complying with a court order that requires agents to go through a meticulous process before taking someone into custody without a warrant. The Colorado head of ICE says he's tried to train as many people as possible, but most field agents have only received emails. The hearing continues on Wednesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A former Colorado State University provost will receive $325,000 to not work over the next year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Reporting from the Coloradoan found that a resignation deal also guarantees CSU Provost Marion Underwood a faculty position in 2027. Her salary will be $315,000. That's nearly double the average for a tenured professor at the university, according to the newspaper's analysis. Both parties signed a non-disparagement clause. This keeps the reasons for the sudden exit private. Faculty found the news troubling. In January, departments were told to prepare for 9% budget cuts. The university currently faces a $48 million revenue deficit. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's job market contracted in the middle of 2025. That's according to new data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The state's labor market shrank by 0.6% in the third quarter compared to the previous year. That compares with a gain of 0.1% in the same time frame nationally, government data show. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.